The homeless encampment that has been causing quite a number of problems in Burien for businesses, one that previously existed at City Hall, then moved. The county has been unwilling to do anything, so a group of folks with Burien Cares, a nonprofit group that's actually the leasers of the land in which this encampment is on, decided to take action yesterday. We brought you that story, but there are still some questions. Stephanie Mora is a Burien City Council member, and she joins me now. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Jason.
You've been one of the leading voices in actually pointing out that this is a problem that needs to be taken care of. What was the role that the city held in clearing this encampment yesterday?
Well, they were really there just to take the trash, any debris that was left, large items. But they didn't play a role in telling people to move. They were just there really to pick up the trash.
How'd they know that it was happening?
I believe CARES let them know, and they had posted signs, I believe, about a week ago before this happened.
Yeah, and the reason why I asked that, there is, I guess, the new controversy is whether or not the city was behind this, because apparently they didn't give the folks who were living in this encampment a place to go. So what is your response to some of those complaints? And again, it's coming from a very small group of activists.
Yeah, we actually had the group of volunteers that were helping out Burien Cares. They are specialists in dealing with people that are homeless and need housing or help of some sort. And they actually did. They were there the night before the sweep happened, and they offered all 42 campers a place to go. There were, I think, two that went into detox. They had offered them low barrier housing. Some went into a shelter. And there were supposed to be six that were going to go into detox yesterday as well. But unfortunately, that didn't go the way as planned. There was a planning commission that was there, and he kind of told everyone, hey, you can actually go to this plot of land instead because it's not actually a park. And so the six people that were supposed to go into services yesterday ended up turning it down and didn't go with the volunteers and just ended up moving to a different campsite. So now we're dealing with a new encampment.
Of course. And doesn't that tell you so much about the general strategy when dealing with the homeless? This idea that unless you really get a little heavy-handed and pushing people into the services they desperately need, they're just going to say no. They just say, okay, exactly. No, I'm going to move somewhere else.
Exactly. And that's it's sickening to me. For me to see that and see it go down and hearing all the stories. There was actually a teenage girl who was at the encampment, and we found out she was a teenage girl, and the volunteers were able to reconnect her with her dad because I guess she had been missing for a while. So that was at least like a good way to end things. But just that being allowed is sickening to me. Where does our responsibility end as a society? If we are giving these people a place to go, we're offering them services, we're offering them food, we're offering them shelter, housing, detox services. But if they're saying no, well, where does our responsibility end?
Yeah, and what's your level of frustration with the King County Regional Homelessness Authority? They've basically said, yeah, we're not going to do anything.
Exactly. It's been very frustrating trying to deal with them, even talk to them to see if they can come out and help. We've had lead and reach working with the encampment when it first was at City Hall. And I think they were able to get about seven people moved through a course. It was over a year that this encampment was at City Hall, and they were able to get about seven people moved during that entire time. And we have all of a sudden a group of volunteers that came out one night before the sweep at City Hall happened. They were there about a week before. Mm-hmm. And they were able to get more people placed into housing and placed into services and shelters than our own paid King County staff. And that was shocking to me to hear and see that myself.
Given that, do you think the King County Regional Homelessness Authority should exist? Should it be left up to you? I imagine you would do better with the money that ends up going into the KCRHA.
Honestly, I'm not for organizations that are ran by the government. I feel like the government does a really crappy job of managing funds. And when they are left with no other way of dealing with something, they end up asking for more money, more taxes, let's increase this and that because we need to fund this more. And to me, all I've seen is a big failure on our government's part. And I've seen more action and more, I guess, lives turned around by volunteers mm-hmm. doing the work themselves. And that's kind of what I want to see more of, less government money thrown into what is definitely not working, and more community volunteers getting together and saying, I see that you need help. I'm going to be here every day offering you a place to go. I'm going to be here every day praying yep. over you and getting you into some sort of service. I've seen more lives turned around just within about 2 weeks when that encampment was being moved than an entire year with King County.
That's the funny part. Like, we know what works, right? I mean, this is not a shock to any of us who follow the nonprofits that are out there that aren't part of the homeless industrial complex, which, you know, God bless the folks at some of these organizations, including the King County Regional Homelessness Authority, but they continue to keep their six-figure jobs. And yes, they're making six figures when homelessness stays as bad as it is or gets worse. That's exactly. the reality. And when you're talking about these nonprofit leaders, the ones who are sometimes just literally volunteering their time, they yeah. actually get results because they're motivated. It might be subconscious what's going on with the what I deem the homelessness industrial complex, but that's the reality.
Yeah, exactly. We actually have a building here in Burien being built right now that is called a DESC. I'm not too thrilled to see it. And all I've heard is finally these homeless people are going to have a place to go. They're going to have a nope. house to go into. And I'm thinking, great, if that works the way yeah. it's like intended to work, then that's wonderful. But all I've seen is people using drugs, drinking alcohol. Mm-hmm. They think that they're getting help. And all of a sudden they leave the environment that they're doing these drugs and drinking, getting high every night. And then they come back to it and they just start the cycle again. So I'm like, DESE is, I'm sure, well intended, but out in practice is not, it has not gone well.
And yeah, I'm harm reduction strategies and housing first, I'm sorry, does not work. I wish it did.
It is a massive failure.
Yeah, if it worked, we wouldn't have the crisis that we have. By the way, we're talking with Burien Councilmember Stephanie Mora. At the same time, there seems to be an interesting dynamic going on within the council. I think it's been a little less contentious than maybe it has been in the past. You guys got rid of Crystal Marks, who is a crazy person. And she's running again for re-election. You've got one of her allies, Sydney Moore, who's a colleague of yours on the council, basically takes similar positions when it comes to these issues. How much of the politics are getting in the way of a solution just from the city level?
Well, actually, I just wanted to correct something that you said, which was that she's running for re-election. So to be clear, she's not on the council right now.
Correct. Yeah.
She
used to be. She got lost. Yeah.
To me.
Yep.
So I'm the one that took that seat.
That's why we like you so much, Stephanie. That's why we're fans of yours. But she yes, correct. She's technically not running for re-election. She used to be on the council. She lost. Now she's running again.
Exactly. And I'm not too thrilled about it just because of everything that I've seen the council before my time. I would just see arguments back and forth mm-hmm. and nothing was getting done. It was just a lot of we're going to do this and this and that. And it was I'm going to shove it down your throat, essentially. And I feel like now we are at least able to talk things over. Generally, I don't like to talk during the council. I will give my 2 seconds of why I'm not going to vote for something or why I am. And we kind of leave it at that. And I'm not excited to have people back on the council that are not willing to actually talk things out and just shove ideas down your throat. I would prefer a council that can actually talk things over and mm-hmm. figure out a way to kind of get into the middle ground. And I actually called one of our council members, Sydney Moore, because we don't agree on hardly anything. There's very few things that we agree on, but I actually thanked her that we at least can talk to each other before a council meeting and we're able to kind of figure out, can we agree on one thing from this? And I told her I have respect for her, even though that I don't agree with some of the views she holds. I still have respect for her because she's still able to call me before a council meeting and we talk things out.
And that's a positive because, you know what,
yeah.
Again, every council seems to have their own version of Shama Sawant from Seattle, who's just a toxic person who ruins things for everyone. And to your point, yeah, you disagree with Councilmember Moore probably more often than not. But when you take out the toxic element in Crystal Marks, former council member, bam, all of a sudden things become a little less contentious, right? Just a little bit
exactly.
more cooperative. And I think that that's awesome. And that's a credit to the work that not just you are doing, but also Councilmember Moore. We have been talking with Burien Councilmember Stephanie Mora. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us some details. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. And I also did just want to mention, give a quick update about the encampment that we have right now at Darty Harper.
Mm-hmm.
I actually spoke with the city manager last night, and it turns out that the area that the people are camping on is considered a park. I know originally a few hours before the encampment turned to 14 tents, the police said that they weren't able to remove anyone there because the part that they are on is considered a right-of-way or easement and mm-hmm. not the actual park. It's just next to it. But within further investigation, turned out that it is a park, so they will be putting notices up that everyone has to be gone within 72 hours. So I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, there you go. More drama coming to the city of Burien and cleaning up the homelessness crisis. Councilmember, thank you so much. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You as well. You're listening to The Jason Rant Show.